Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, let's talk about a program that really shows cattle producers care about their animals and they do the right thing. Beef Quality Assurance. Heather, give us an update on BQA.
Yes, the Beef Quality Assurance Program continues to grow significantly with more than 100,000 cattle producers now certified through its online learning system at BQA.org. It's estimated 85% of the U.S. fed beef supply are now touched by BQA certified organizations. But I think it's important to remind producers that the Beef Checkoff BQA program is a nationally coordinated, state implemented program that provides systematic information to U.S. beef producers and beef consumers of how common sense husbandry practices can be coupled with science to raise cattle under optimum management and environmental conditions. The bottom line, it's about taking pride in the beef we produce and helping beef consumers feel more confident and trust the beef that they are buying.
To learn more about BQA, go to oklabeef.org, click on Cattleman's Corner.
Well, today's cattle futures market finished lower across the board. February lives 119.10 down $1.20. April's $1.50 lower 117.17. June's $1.25 lower 109.20. Over a dollar lower there, all the way out to next year actually. Feeder cattle were anywhere from 70 to about 97 lower, with March down 87 at 134.82. April 75 lower at 136.77. At midday we had boxed beef pretty much unchanged. 208.41 on choice, down about 50 cents. Select was unchanged at 203.70. Oklahoma City had 7,598 head yesterday. The USDA called it steady to $4 lower. Packer margins are still estimated to be a positive $38 for beef, positive $23 for pork. Again, looks like cash trade is going to be 120 today. That's a dollar lower than where we were last week. And then the USDA report today offered a little bit of a glimpse into the meat demand. They upped exports of beef to 3.3 billion pounds, up from 3.02 last year. And that was 278 million pounds higher than last year. Pork, they upped it more substantially, over a billion pounds to 7.375. So beef and pork exports have both lifted up, according to this latest USDA report.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
It's the 9th annual Albrecht Penn's President's Day Angus Bull and Female Sale, Monday, February 17th at the Clay Freeney Ranch in Caddo, Oklahoma. This year's sale features 150 Angus bulls plus over 300 registered and commercial Angus females. For a sale catalog or more information, call 816-532-0811. The 9th annual Albrecht Penn's President's Day Angus Bull and Female Sale, Monday, February 17th at noon.
Today's grain futures market was lower for corn. We're about 2 to 2.5 cents lower there. Soybeans were steady to 0.75 cents higher. Chicago wheat down pretty hard today, 8 to 10.75 cents lower. July was 8.5 at 544. Kansas City was down about 4 to 5 cents, with July Kansas City down 4.5 at 480.75. Cotton futures looks like it's going to finish the day about unchanged. This morning at 11 a.m., we had a USDA report. Gave us the latest supply and demand numbers, or WASD report, for the month of February. The wheat number was 940 million pounds, or million bushels rather, down from 965 last month and lower than the average guess at 954. So thought to be a little bullish despite the price being weaker. On the wheat world market ending stocks, it was actually a little bit lower than January, but higher than expected at 288 million tons. The corn U.S. ending stocks were right in line with last month at 1.892, higher than expected. They were expecting 1.86. Beans were 425 million bushels. We were looking for 443, and it was 475 million bushels last month. So overall, it looked to be bullish beans and neutral, maybe a little bit bearish corn, and same for wheat.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.